We're going to do it together. We have to unify, put our petty differences aside, who's more powerful, who has the information, and let's work together in lockstep. You, the people, your stories are fascinating. They're real, they're organic, and they're the truth.
Right now with Ann Vandersteel.
Good evening and welcome to Right Now with Ann Vandersteel. 30 minutes of hard-hitting headline news, all signal and zero noise, brought to you by Satellite Phone Store. Go to sat123.com. And don't forget, we are rolling into some rocky times, folks. Just trying to get a show up these days. I think you all know the internet is not dependable, and neither is your cell phone. Get anytime, anywhere communications, anywhere on the planet. Go to sat123.com. All right, tonight, we have a lot to cover, and hopefully we're going to get a special guest in, Michelle Swenick. She's working diligently right now. We might have to break this story tomorrow. Just depends if she can get off the phone or not. But we're going to talk a little bit, if she does come on Pandora Papers, New Hampshire, Bibi Netanyahu, Arizona, bank failures, and drug cartels. What do they have in common? And, of course, the COVID shot still being exposed by our idols, sadly. And the world government is also being exposed in their complicitness to genocide the planet. DeSantis, should he or should he not run? And James O'Keefe back in the news with new media. All that and more right now on Brighteon.
Freedom of speech is a basic human right that has been hard-won and granted to all law-abiding Americans. As such, we should not take our freedom of speech and expression for granted. This is more important now than ever before, since world governments and the mainstream media often try to suppress those whose opinions differ from the so-called official narrative. Here at BrighteonStore.com, we are dedicated to fighting for every American's right to speak their mind without the fear of censorship or suppression. That's why every purchase you make at BrighteonStore.com supports our pro-liberty video sharing platform, Brighteon.com, so we can keep bringing you all the latest unrestricted videos mainstream media doesn't want you to see. Support your health and this free speech platform by shopping at BrighteonStore.com today.
Thanks for your support of this platform. Use the code BTV at checkout for additional savings. BrighteonStore.com.
Mike Adams here with an operator, a deployment leader on the Texas southern border who's been using these satellite-based bivvy sticks for very effective communications. And he's here just give us a few words about how these bivvy sticks are operating, how it's helping he and his team members. And remember, these are available through the satellite phone store, sat123.com. It's satellite-based text messaging. Works when no cell towers work or aren't reachable.
We use these to communicate GPS cords to when we are seeing drug runners or people carrying stuff. We've had, you know, bust up to 13,600 pounds worth of marijuana and fentanyl that we have been on operations with in conjunction with federal agents and supporting them in their operations.
So they are pro-America and pro-humanitarian in helping to keep our country and our community safe. Everybody, God bless America. Take care.
And welcome back. You know, in today's rocky political climate, it's always a head scratcher when you feel like free speech is being suppressed. Well, Liz Harris, Arizona state representative from District 12, penned a letter in a response to an ethics complaint that was filed against her when she brought a witness forward, Jacqueline Brieger, several weeks ago before the Joint Committee to be heard with respect to an investigation that Jacqueline Brieger was a party to with the John Thaler Law Firm. This investigation was looking into the use of drug cartel money as it's being laundered through mortgages and other sorts of fraudulent vehicles to pay off politicians not only in the state of Arizona, but across 22 states here in America. She had received a lot of flack for bringing this investigator forward, who presented a very detailed accounting of how the money was being used, and an ethics complaint was filed ensuing. She published this letter, and it's her official response to the ethics complaint. And it discusses the fact that necessarily she did not concur with the findings, but that she was allowing this person to be heard in this environment, in this forum, so that the state legislature could make the decision whether or not to investigate. For they do have the plenary power to do so. And despite the investigator, Jacqueline Brieger, delivering all of the evidence to law enforcement, including Governor Ducey, the Attorney General Mark Brnovich for the state of Arizona, and four U.S. attorneys in the state of Arizona, nobody commenced with an investigation. Thus, she brought them forward for this joint hearing and for the world to hear. Since then, it has been a firestorm, which has now ended up with an ethics complaint, and this is her response. And she's standing strong, citing numerous Arizona state statutes, and that she will stand firmly and believes that the people are due an investigation. So more on that. And this ties into what I opened the show with respect to whether or not we can now link the Pandora Papers, New Hampshire, Bibi Netanyahu, of course, Arizona, the bank failures, and drug cartels all together. I think the RICO crimes we're going to learn about in the next coming days, weeks, months is going to absolutely blow your minds. And along that same vein, the banking crisis continues. That's right. First Republic Bank, which was downgraded to junk by S&P and Fitch, is now looking for possible sale. The First Republic Bank is considering its various options, including the sale, reported on Wednesday, citing people with knowledge that have intimate knowledge as to what actually is happening in this shakeup. The bank is expected to attract interest from larger lenders if it goes on sale, and the San Francisco-based lender is also looking at options to boost liquidity. Ratings agencies S&P Global and Fitch had cut First Republic's credit rating to junk status earlier on Wednesday due to concerns that depositors would be pulling funds from the lender. First Republic has been assuring its customers of its liquidity since the implosion of Silicon Valley Bank, which in turn triggered concerns about the financial health of regional banks. So let's turn to the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation. 1933 is the year FDIC was born. Initially, it provided deposit insurance up to $2,500, supported by premiums from member banks. The act was written by two Democrats, Senator Carter Glass of Virginia, Representative Henry Stegall of Alabama. Stegall wanted to protect rural banks, which had many small depositors, from contagious panics. McCarthy said without serious reforms, the discretionary spending of the U.S. could be on the brink of serious financial calamity, and every great society collapses when they overextend themselves. Well, Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen, trying to alleviate fear in the banking marketplace, telling members of Congress that their bank deposits and savings remain safe after the collapse of Silicon Valley Bank and Signature Bank in the recent days that prompted the federal intervention. Speaking before the Senate Finance Committee, Yellen said that the federal government is committed to ensuring that deposits are safe and that the American banking system is sound. Gee, sounds like another lie to me, folks, because if we've learned anything, it's that the government will lie about everything. There have been fears that the contagion that caused Signature and SVB to collapse may spread to the other banks, as some community and regional banks have seen large declines in their stocks since the crisis emerged late last week. Yellen says, "I can assure the members of this committee that our banking system remains sound and that Americans can feel confident that their deposits will be there when they need them." Credit Suisse is now up to borrowing up to 50 billion Swiss francs from the Swiss National Bank in a move to strengthen its liquidity amid its dwindling stock prices. 50 billion Swiss francs is the equivalent of $53.68 billion American dollars U.S. Credit Suisse is the country's second biggest lender, and on Wednesday, Credit Suisse's shares went down as much as 30% as fears from Silicon Valley Bank and Signature Bank's failures reached across the Atlantic Ocean. And of course, this liquidity was necessary. Well, as we're watching the banks implode and the fever for which people are now starting to realize just how fake it all is, Speaker McCarthy is now standing up for Americans when he says, "We are not going to pass a clean debt ceiling. We have to spend less money, which means we need to print less money, which means we have to pay less tax or less interest on the money. He told Breitbart News in no uncertain terms that the House of Representatives this year will not pass a clean debt ceiling hike without spending cuts and that the House will not raise taxes. Let's hope it's not one of those no read my lips, no new taxes, Speaker McCarthy. And also across in the Department of Defense, they've now finally released footage. This is drone footage that our DOD actually released showing the collision of the Russian fighter jet with the MQ-9 Reaper drone over the Black Sea. What you saw was the Russian fighter appearing to dump fuel as it intercepts the U.S. drone on the first attempt and apparently hits the drone on the second. Then the signal is lost. The Russian fighter strikes the U.S. Air Force intelligence, surveilled, and reconnaissance MK-9 unmanned aerial vehicle's propeller, causing U.S. forces to bring it down into international waters of the Black Sea early the other morning, according to U.S. Air Force General James B. Hecker, who's the commander of the U.S. Air Force's Europe and Air Force's Africa. The Russian Defense Ministry, by the way, stated that Russian fighter jets did not use airborne weapons or make contact with the drone. Military historian Dmitry Boltonkov points out that even before the start of its special military operation, Russia reacted quite aggressively to the activities of NATO, to the NATO aircraft near Crimea. However, such behavior was entirely justified because the North Atlantic Alliance's aerial vehicles sometimes acted in very provocative manners. Again, we've made it pretty clear that the U.S. wants this war with Russia, so it would not surprise me if, in fact, we are doing things and putting our own vehicles in spaces in which we shouldn't. Comer, by the way, coming back to the crimes of the Biden family and how all this ties together, says that at least 6 or 7 Biden family members may have been involved in overseas business schemes. Can you say Ukraine? Patriot U.S. Representative James Comer from Kentucky, the chairman of the powerful House Oversight Committee, is confronting a great darkness in the political system of the United States of America that allows Democrat Joe Biden to amass a tremendous amount of power for financial fraud that damages the United States of America without any previous oversight. But he says that is about to change and that congressional investigators have identified a labyrinth of at least a dozen bank accounts that were used to funnel money from foreign sources to Joe Biden's family and uncovered the first evidence that some funds went to the benefit of the future resident at 1600. The chairman of the House Oversight and Accountability Committee has disclosed all of this, including whistleblowers who have augmented those financial records with testimony. Comer has also made recent comments on Fox that he believes that more than half a dozen members of the Biden family may have been involved in various worldwide business schemes that profited off of their family name, which of course confirms the rumors around the nation that the Bidens are literal criminals. Well, the UK turning into COVID. Here is the UK Health Minister, Matt Hancock. This is something that we have to kind of, you know, really understand here, just how much fear porn has been leveled by our own public servants, not only in this country, but around the world. Matt Hancock, the UK's health minister, has gone full rape of the mind on British television when he decided that he needed to launch yet another campaign to push the jab. Take a listen.
You said recently that the virus was under control.
Yes.
Is it?
No, it's not. The new variant is out of control and we need to bring it under control. And this news about the new variant has been an incredibly difficult end to, frankly, an awful year. And it's important for everybody to act like they might have the virus. And that's the way that we can control it together.
The cases in the tier 4 areas, as you've seen from the graphs that have been presented, have absolutely rocketed in the last last 2 weeks or so. And so we've got a long way to go to sort this. Essentially, we've got to get that vaccine rolled out to keep people safe.
To prepare ourselves, I mean, is it likely that if you're in a tier 4 area now, you're going to be in a tier 4 area until that vaccine is rolled out?
Well, I think that given how much faster this new variant spreads, it is going to be very difficult to keep it under control until we have the vaccine rolled out.
Very difficult to keep under control until we have the vaccine rolled out. Let's go back and let's just review the evidence. Remember, the vaccine was created long before they announced COVID-19. The patents have been proven. They have been put out on the internet. I've got thrown off LinkedIn for putting the patents out on the internet back in March of 2020 when I said, why is there a patent for vaccines? And we just now discovered a brand new novel coronavirus. Seems to me that Americans, that Europeans, that Africans, Australians, South Americans, people around the world need to wake up to the conspiracy of the governments along with the pharmaceutical industry to push a vaccine to profit. We reported yesterday just how much money Pfizer made. They made more than four times what they earned the year before in profits during COVID. And they look to they doubled their profits, but they look to make four times that doubled profit in the next year as they push a booster once a quarter. This is despicable. And what we're learning about these jabs is just how deadly they are. But yet, the governments don't care. Not in the slightest. This is why we are seeing the turmoil in the banking industry. This is why we are seeing wars starting to pop up everywhere. This is why we're seeing the only adult in the room, somebody who didn't give mRNA vaccines to his people, Vladimir Putin, stand up and start to bring notably warring factions together. We're going to get into this a little bit more right after the break. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back right now.
With so much of the world's current food supply consisting of dirty, contaminated, genetically modified foods that may have been grown using herbicides and pesticides, increased scrutiny over what you put in your body is of the utmost importance. Even supposedly organic foods found on most grocery store shelves may contain toxic substances, chemicals, and other additives that can be harmful to your health. That's why here at BrighteonStore.com, we subject all our in-house products to extensive lab testing for glyphosate, heavy metals, and microbiology using our state-of-the-art spectrometry equipment to ensure the highest quality of cleanliness and purity. Support your health and this free speech platform by shopping at BrighteonStore.com today.
If you don't want to eat GMOs and pesticides in your storable food, choose organic, lab-tested storable food solutions from the Health Ranger store. We are the only emergency food manufacturer in the world that subjects each of our ingredients to rigorous laboratory testing that covers herbicides, heavy metals, aflatoxins, identity testing, and bacteria tests, including E. coli, salmonella, yeast, and mold. At healthrangerstore.com, you'll find certified organic, lab-tested, freeze-dried fruits, microalgae superfoods, protein powders, and supplements. We offer emergency first aid colloidal silver products made with Texas rainwater, and our Ranger buckets feature an impressive assortment of organic storable food items professionally vacuum sealed in heavy-duty bags that are stacked in rugged buckets for long-term storage. Check out our preparedness foods, supplements, personal care, and emergency first aid products at healthrangerstore.com.
And welcome back. Where we last left off, we were actually talking about the COVID-19 shots. Pussycat doll Jessica Suda sadly was severely injured by the Moderna COVID shot. She goes on to talk about the fact and share her vaccine injury story with the Epoch Times, saying that she's suffering from tremors and neuropathy. She was an American singer, dancer, and actress, and of course, a former Pussycat doll favorite. American thought leader had her on as the 40-year-old former Pussycat doll actress shared for the first time what she experienced following the clot shot and why she decided to speak out. Involuntary head and leg jerks, Moderna shot triggered a life-threatening allergic response. All this began on the third day after her second shot when she experienced a severe muscular spasm in her left side. She said, "It felt like I'd broken my rib, and the symptoms got worse in the months after. When neuropathy came, it spread through my whole body. And I remember staring at the ceiling and thinking, oh God, this is it. I'm dying." Jessica's story premieres tonight on Epoch TV.
I started developing a tremor. And then the next couple nights, I started getting involuntary head jerks and leg jerks.
Today I sit down with former Pussycat Dolls member Jessica Sutta, a singer and dancer with two multi-platinum albums and several top 10 singles in her repertoire.
When the neuropathy came and it spread through my whole body, I remember staring at the ceiling and thinking, oh my God, this is it, I'm dying.
Today she shares for the first time what happened to her after getting a second Moderna COVID vaccine shot and why she chose to speak out.
One death is enough. One child on the football field is enough. You know, I just read that FDA pulled an eye drop because it killed one person. Why is it so different with this?
This is American Thought Leaders, and I'm Yanya Kelik.
You know, Jessica, you're absolutely right. When the swine flu had a swine flu vaccine administered and less than 100 people died in the first several months of administering the swine flu vaccine, they pulled it. Yet today we know about millions of people who have died from the shot and millions more yet to die because unfortunately the adverse events of the shot don't stop within days, weeks, and months after having it administered. They continue. Your body has making spike proteins control fashion, and that is what is rendering damage on the inside of your cardiovascular system, neuromuscular system, neurological system, your ability to procreate. All of this has been negatively impacted, and the information coming forth from the Pfizer studies themselves, the very same studies they wanted to bury for 75 years, it's all in there. They knew about it. Well, Florida's Surgeon General, Dr. Latipo, spoke out recently on the danger and this lack of safety and efficacy of the COVID-19 shot.
People believe that what is happening isn't actually happening. These vaccines have a terrible safety profile. At this point in the pandemic, you know, I'm not sure anyone should be taking them. And that's, you know, that is the honest truth. I don't think anyone probably should be taking them. They have a terrible safety profile. You know? Yeah. And we have, unfortunately, a CDC and FDA who just the most consistent thing they've done is deny the truth. Whether it was pushing masks, I mean, they did squat. I mean, they did not have any substantial impact, no benefit. Pushing masks, pushing the vaccines in little kids, all these low-value, divisive policies that they did. Meanwhile, here's the truth, right? You look at these studies of the mRNA COVID-19 vaccines. There was a study published a few weeks ago in a journal called Lancet, a great, you know, a journal that's well known, I should say. And you know, what did these authors show? They showed that after 7 months, the protection for infection, right? It, you know, it started, I don't know, around 70%, down. At 7 months, it hops onto the other side of the axis, right? So it is negative, and that continues, and that the magnitude of that negativity increases over time. What does that mean, folks? It literally means that the people who received that vaccine were more likely to contract COVID-19 after 7 months than the people who did not. That is a fact. Has the CDC or FDA ever said a word about that? No.
No, but instead they turn the entire world into their clinical trial. That's what we all became, human guinea pigs. For those who took the clot shot, you have now just knowingly entered into a human guinea pig trial. The experimental use is all it ever was. It was never FDA approved because it never went through human clinical trials. This became the largest clinical trial, and we've just learned that your ability to contract COVID goes up 7 months post the vaccine. Okay, well, as the world burns, Fauci is still out there, still thinking that you need to get a yearly COVID-19 booster.
Well, that leads to the question, Joe, and would like the answer from you, Dr. Fauci, who you're the pride of Holy Cross College, and I don't believe you were in medical school with Ted Cruz or Jim Jordan, but how many booster shots do you think we will be getting? There's one available now, but how long in the future will we be getting booster shots?
You know, we don't know definitively the answer to that, but it is likely that this thing is not going to disappear. It's not going to be eradicated, and it's not going to be eliminated. So it's going to be around, you know, for the foreseeable future. So it is likely that we will require an intermittent, likely at the same time as we get a flu vaccine, at least once a year, very similar to what we do to keep updated on our immunity against influenza. It is very likely that the similar situation we'll be experiencing with COVID, namely getting a booster shot once a year, probably at the same time as we get an influenza shot.
Still pushing the shots, huh, Fauci? Because you haven't killed enough. It's amazing. You just can't seem to make enough money off the people that you're genociding at the same time. My God, please. And of course, the Criminal News Network would be the only network I would ever expect for to have this particular gentleman on. Well, anyway, the government, has their fear-mongering left the public completely traumatized? I mean, let's face it. This is a media arm. That was a weaponized propaganda media arm for the federal government over there on CNN, the Criminal News Network. But has the government's fear-mongering left the public traumatized? Are we suffering from learned helplessness? Probably we need to step away from the sense of dependence that multiple vaccines that don't work and have acutely made the problem worse, as has now been explained quite eloquently by Surgeon General Latipo. Healthcare systems were already overwhelmed around the world, and the problems weren't even caused by COVID, but of course by the fear of it. Fear's powerful weapon, and it has been launched wholly irresponsibly. Damaging revelations from the UK Health Minister Matt Hancock's December 13th, 2020 private WhatsApp messaging is just showing how much the UK government sought to manipulate the public and their own party. Tory MPs were against stricter lockdown measures, but Hancock messaged his media advisor Damon Poole, quotes, "We frightened the pants off everyone with the new strain of the COVID Alpha." And Poole writes back, "Yep, that is what will get us proper behavioral change." Hancock, when do we deploy the new variant? Well, folks, it's all very obvious. It has been a one giant elaborate coordinated scheme to lock us down, inject us, genocide us, and turn us into lab rats. For whose benefit? Well, we need to continue to examine those questions. We need to take those questions very seriously. Now, Ron DeSantis has been coming under a lot of fire lately because people are saying he's going to try and challenge President Trump in the 2024 election. He is our governor in Florida. I'm holding a press conference on Monday, and I expect to challenge Governor DeSantis with the fact that he needs to stop the remdesivir genocide going on in our hospitals. And what do I mean by that? He has given the hospitals immunity from prosecution for prescribing remdesivir and ventilators for COVID patients. And this does not need to happen when you can use ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine. Well, something he's doing to, of course, divert the attention from that is the fact that Ron DeSantis has now stripped the Hyatt Regency in Miami of their liquor license for allowing children at drag queen shows. That's right. His administration announced on Tuesday that it will revoke the Hyatt Regency Miami's alcohol license for hosting a sexually explicit show with children present. A drag queen Christmas performed at the James L. Knight Center on December 27th. Where children were reportedly allowed to attend despite a warning from the Florida Department of Business and Professional Regulation. The Hyatt Regency Miami owns the liquor license of that facility, and a complaint was filed by the Florida Department of Business stating that the performers showed their prosthetic breasts and genitals during the performance, intentionally exposing their rears, were simulating masturbation, and had graphic depiction of childbirth and or abortion. So I think it's good that he's done something to punish an institution like that, but at the same token, that's not killing anybody. Let's stop the killing in the hospitals, Ron DeSantis. And Chip Roy shocked everybody, representative out of Texas, when he says it's time for Ron DeSantis to be president. This was his full-throated endorsement of the Florida governor. Chip Roy is of Texas, advocating for a Florida governor to become the 2024 GOP presidential nominee, issuing a full-throated endorsement before the Sunshine State governor has even announced a White House bid. Of course, he's expected to make that announcement, but he hasn't yet. We're already seeing the cheap seats pipe up. And of course, let's not forget, in this administration, the majority of voters want Buttigieg out. His lack of concern over what's happening at the border, with what's happening across our railroads, and what's happening in transportation in general as the safety of the skies comes into question thanks to the COVID mandates. I would agree, Buttigieg needs to go. And of course, Dutch farmers, they're now got a protest. They've been protesting for a while. Their party is scoring big election wins, shaking up the Senate. The farmers' protest party shook up the political landscape in the Netherlands on Wednesday, emerging as the big winner in the provincial elections that determine the makeup of the Senate. The BBB, which is the name of the political party there, rode a wave of protests against government's environmental policies and looked to have won more Senate seats than the Prime Minister Mark Rutte's conservative VVD party. Hip, hip, hooray to the Dutch. And lastly, yesterday we reported that Putin was brokering a meeting with Syria, China, and Turkey. And so far today, we can report that Iran has agreed to stop arming the Houthis in Yemen as part of the China broker deal with Saudi Arabia. So this is all extremely exciting, folks, that we're actually getting some progress around the world right now in certain areas where we know we have hotbeds. But the United States has done everything wrong in terms of delivering animosity to who are typically our political enemies. They have only emboldened our enemies to work together and shut us out. And we're going to feel the pain in our banking systems for some time to come. All right, everybody, that's a wrap for today. We'll be back tomorrow. Hopefully, Michelle can help break some news. And I look forward to that. You all have a great evening, everybody.